Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. Lawmakers have heard once again from health experts about the surge in coronavirus cases.
Over the last 6 months, COVID-19 has spread around the world with frightening speed.
NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins and from Corona Task Force member Admiral Brett Girard.
We are all concerned about recent data from several states indicating rising infections and now an uptick in hospitalizations and deaths.
Lawmakers wanted to know when a vaccine might be available. CDC Director Robert Redfield.
We're doing it on the run. I think you've heard me say before, when it comes to public health, this is something we as a nation should plan to be overprepared, not underprepared.
And while several candidates are still being tested, plans are already underway for how to get them to millions of Americans once they're proved safe and effective.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current spike in coronavirus cases must be brought under control or we risk an even greater outbreak.
Obviously, it's a serious situation.
Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked in a BBC interview if the U.S. is losing the battle against the coronavirus.
Admittedly, yes, we have. We cannot give up because it appears that we're losing the battle. We've got to continue to try to educate people.
Fauci said the difference between the U.S. and Europe was that many countries there shut down almost entirely, whereas in this country, only about 50% locked down in the early months.
Los Angeles has adopted a new system to advise residents of the current danger level of COVID-19. We get more from Steve Futterman.
LA has introduced a color-coded COVID-19 infection threat level.
It will be shown in the simplest way possible with colors, using red, orange, yellow, and green.
Mayor Eric Garcetti, as for the threat level right now,
we are at orange. That means that the risk of infection remains very high.
Orange means residents should stay at home as much as possible. Red, the highest level, could lead to new mandatory stay-at-home orders. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The United States is being accused of hoarding a key medication amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Remdesivir, the only licensed drug so far to treat COVID-19, would only be available to Americans during the next 3 months. Dr. Art Kaplan teaches medical ethics at NYU School of Medicine.
The government here has said it's going to follow an Americans First policy, and they are in terms of access.
In a special deal with its manufacturer, Washington has secured a half million treatments of the coveted medication through September. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Despite the danger, people are still holding COVID-19 parties.
About 100 people were believed to have been at a house party in Rockland County, north of New York City last month, violating a state order for no large gatherings. The host tested positive, so did 8 guests, but nobody's talking and now they've all been subpoenaed. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, a local official says college students are throwing parties and placing bets on who'll get sick first, putting money in a pot that goes to the quote-unquote winner. Peter King, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.